can join any Club Fitness for just 24 cents until Tuesday, June 11th.
With 24 locations, there's gyms where I live and where I work, making community-driven fitness accessible to every body in St. Louis.
24 locations, 24 cents. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for every body. Join by June 11th for just 24 cents. See Club for details.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton in St. Louis Hills pays some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz, all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave, because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
PetroMart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? PetroMart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. PetroMart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. PetroMart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Medical term used by veterinarians and human doctors when there's a buildup of pus. It's pussy. Not to be confused with anything else. Well, good afternoon. and welcome to the June 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the number one. That music seems so low to me.
Sorry,
so
I turned it down.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I really want to hear your voice, that's all.
There you go. Number one selling replacement window in the United States, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Let's do this.
Hey!
All right, we always start with the control board operator, because without a control board operator, no show. You know, you could unplug any one of us, but if you pull the control board operator off the show, there's not a show. And that guy is the guy who, for 19 years, was a resident of Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Yes, he's Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? I hope it's gone. What? No, I brain farted there for a second.
Oh, that was smooth.
How's it going? I hope you had a good weekend.
And I asked you, while we're gone for 2 weeks, if you wanted to host the show.
I know, right?
Ooh,
wow.
That was his imitation of Dan doing an endorsement.
Man.
Oh, that's going to be worse today because I don't have my briefcase with me and I don't have my script.
Oh,
so.
No.
Well, let's see how well you can do without one. That's the true test of real talent. I don't have to introduce Bill Cleveland because he's in Minneapolis. Is that right?
St. Paul.
St. Paul,
he sent me
Minneapolis.
A photo. He is at the Spam Museum.
Ooh, lucky.
He is?
Lucky.
Oh,
wow. I would have thought that'd be in Hawaii. That's where they love spam.
I want him to bring me back some of those little spam banks. They're the spam cans, but they're banks.
Oh. You can order it online.
I told him to order the spam smoothie.
That sounds good.
Oh, God.
You know, you joke, but I have not had spam for a long time. I love spam.
I
fried.
Not.
It has to be fried. Sliced thin and...
Bless you.
Whoa. Ooh. Sorry. I went to turn my mic down and I didn't hit it in time.
A little delay in the pressure.
Ooh, yeah.
There. Sliced thin and fried like bacon. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Don't talk it trash. Mm-mm. Talk it till you've tried it.
All right.
Slice it thin, fried like bacon. Get back to me.
It is excellent.
Make a spam lettuce and tomato sandwich and you'll change your tune.
Or spam and eggs.
Okay, we're going to go through all the other things that you could...
Green eggs and spam.
Spam I am.
That's the voice of Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, let's see if you can say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, both senior vice president investors from Stifel. And if you're approaching retirement, it's important to know how to collect your Social Security.
Sure is.
Mark and Jason can help you develop a plan for retirement and to collect your Social Security.
Now, they can help you with other things besides retirement.
Oh, they can. Yeah. They can, but we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Okay.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. And for their phone number and more, go to
MarkAndJason.com.
Actually, it was better, wasn't it?
You don't need no stinking drift.
No.
That was fantastic.
Wow. Let's not go crazy. It wasn't fantastic.
That was flawless.
It wasn't flawless.
Way to go, bud.
It was okay. It was better than when I read.
I know.
Yeah. It was, actually. Oh, boy. This, what a life, what a career. I'm talking about the man who was a knife cook at Denny's. He was a knife salesman door-to-door. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. He was a roller skating rink DJ and so much more. Now he's the head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director. He's the author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and this. Uh-huh. Rockford Files, Jim Rockford, private investigator. So is this guy. He is a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Since 1942, Matheny Heating and Cooling have been servicing St. Louisans for 77 years. They are a third-generation family-owned business with licensed technicians qualified to handle all of your repairs on all makes and models of any heating and air conditioning equipment you may have, regardless of where you bought it. Heat pumps, water heaters, AC units, boilers, all of it. And they specialize in the installation of brand new high efficiency heating and cooling systems and take a lot of pride in what they do, as their customers will tell you on Angie's List, Yelp, and Google Plus with their A-plus review on all three of those review boards. Give them a call at 314-727-9000 or check out their website, MatheneyHeatCool.com.
And as I mentioned, as of a couple of weeks ago, I'm the proud new owner of an American Standard. And I have the whole house. It's all. I don't have to worry about heating and cooling because I have American Standard. I don't have to worry about it for a long, long time. And I have Matheny, so I wasn't worried anyway. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Hebe Jimenez was hired to do work security last night downtown at the Enterprise Center in case, you know, they won, everybody went crazy. And that's the level. When you're talking about security and the high level security, that's where Hebe Jimenez is. He's the guy they call on first. Bernice is in heaven.
Also signed in.
And Rat Boy says that while Bill is up there, not to forget about spam and what was it?
Cheese.
Yeah, spam and cheese, like ham and cheese. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not? Good idea, Rat Boy. Thank you. Would you please give it up, folks, for Bruce Liprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. We are brought to you by Window World.
Tell me what to do, because I tell the cup in my mic and I lean away.
Hold on. You don't have to do anything. You're human. Humans cough. Humans belch. Humans pass gas. Humans throw up.
What?
Humans pass out.
I only do two of those things.
At once.
Pass gas. Pass gas and cough.
Nah, it's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. Window World is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. How do you get there? In only a few years. Now, they've been around like 15, 16 years. They hit the number one mark years ago. How can you come along into a market and take over like that? They figured it out. It's with price and quality of product, standing behind the product, and having your own people install it. A lot of times where businesses go wrong is the product's okay, the price is okay, but they'll subcontract. They'll hire out other people to come and do, oh, you got a crew available? We'll take them. Come on, put in some windows. Doesn't always work out, whether it's windows or anything else. Roofing companies, a lot of the lesser, the ones that aren't what they should be, that's their problem. The shingles are shingles, but they'll, you know, grab a crew that's not busy and go, here, represent our company and put this roof on. Window World is their own people. So they know how to do this right, know how to install them right. They know how to take the old ones out and clean up right. They're really good at what they do, and they must be. You cannot have a lifetime warranty that covers everything if your product is marginal. I didn't even say bad. I said marginal because you're going to spend so much time and so much money replacing windows, you'll be out of business. They rarely have to ever do that. Window World, everything about them is impressive. And if you want to know more, you go to windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
Oklahoma. Live and direct from, they say, in St. Paul, Minnesota. Is that where he said he is?
I think so, yeah. I think he said St. Paul.
Dan's not with us anymore. He decided to take a break. He does that a lot. He'll talk on the phone, have a smoke, whatever. Don't worry about the show. We're only on the air, Dan, while I'm talking to you. Dan, I was... he still can't hear me. Dan, I've been talking to you for 30 seconds.
I can hear you.
Where were you?
I was finding out some information. Bush Stadium has announced, Sports Service just announced that Bush Stadium is now hosting a watch party for Wednesday night's Stanley Cup final.
The Blues watch party. I tried to get tickets right before I did the 4 o'clock news and couldn't get them. They sold out 18,000 seats in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. For their watch party. So now Busch Stadium is going to host one.
Yeah. Hosted.
Stop the music.
And you have a Ballpark Village. And
I know this makes me the odd guy. I'm a different kind of person. I get it and I don't get it. I get the people who want to be there and be part of this. And it's a party and it's you can eat, you can drink, and you can be with your friends and cheer on the Blues. I get it. I am not the guy to go to that stuff. I don't like a crowd of people. I don't like a crowd of people more than four. And I don't want to be in traffic and I don't want to spend $12 for a beer or whatever. So I'll, in the comfort of my home, I will be watching the game Wednesday night. But good for all of you who do because it's great for the city. I hope when it's over Wednesday night, people aren't, you know, leaving because we got to do it. Got to win it. So good for you. Good for Busch Stadium. And Dan, for once, when you walked away, it was productive.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Dan's job. Doing something productive. I thought you were supposed to take a phone call or something.
No.
And I'm back at Window World, and that's really it. I told you everything you need to know. WindowWorldStLouis.com. Oh, we were already introducing Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World. That was the tie-in. And he is in St. Paul, is that right?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul, Minneapolis, Fort Worth, Dallas. Those are all
Minnesota,
like twin cities, right next to each other. So like St. Louis, East St. Louis, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas. Right, they're right together, I think.
Yeah.
So he's in the St. Paul side of that duo, and he is brought to you by Window World, and he's at the Spam Museum. Is that right?
Museum of Spam.
Holy cow!
Music ran out. Oh, there we go.
That's all right. We don't need it. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is from the Spam Museum, Bill Cleveland. This makes me want Spam so badly because I haven't had it
I'm not at the Spam Museum.
You're not?
Where did we get that information?
I was at the Spam Museum earlier today.
Oh. So Dan lied to us.
No, I did.
Tim lied to us.
Well, he sent me a picture out in front of the Spam Museum. I figured... You know, that's an all-day event. Yeah.
How was the Spam Museum? How was the Spam Museum?
It was cool. I did, I think, 5 different stops on the way up here to St. Paul, Minnesota. And the Spam Museum was one. It was only 15 minutes off the interstate, so that, what the heck.
Do they serve you any Spam?
So I didn't actually try it. They had they said it was a spicy type of Spam. Like 25 different types of Spam.
Yeah, no, you're not original.
Yeah, and they didn't have that, so I said I would pass. Unfortunately,
did you get any Spam banks? Those little.
Why would I get a Spam bank?
I don't know. I thought you'd bring me home a Spam bank. They'll bring us something.
You got a Spam hoodie and a box of Spam condoms.
No, that's the sperm bank.
Yeah.
Get the condom.
Now that I picked up for you, but not the Spam bank. Yeah, Tim actually said something funny earlier today. He asked if I was going to try the Spam smoothie.
That was pretty funny for Tim.
Yeah, not bad.
And there probably is such a thing. That somebody has probably put Spam in a blender.
It doesn't need to exist if it does.
Well, you don't know. You haven't tasted it. You haven't even tasted regular Spam.
I've eaten regular Spam. I'm just not a fan of it.
You didn't eat it fried. That's right.
No, I haven't.
You have to fry it.
Thin sliced.
You have to fry it.
I got to tell you, though, these people at that Spam Museum, man, the museum was just one floor. I don't know how many square feet. It was a decent-sized museum, a lot of history about it. Is it Hormel? Is that the company? History about the company and everything. But the gift shop was as big as the museum. I mean, everything.
Oh, I bet.
That's where he could have bought your Spam bank.
Logo. Yeah.
The gift shop. So why St. Paul? Why are you in St. Paul?
Well, I'm en route to a, I have a, not to brag, but I have a speaking engagement in North Dakota at a big travel bloggers conference. I don't consider myself a blogger, but I'm going there anyway.
Bill, do they know that you drive in for those when you speak to those things? Do they know you drive in?
Oh, sure.
No. Yeah. You got to push. Don't stop that. You have to make them think you flew in.
No.
Park at the airport and then go act like your flight just arrived. Have somebody pick you up. So, because they think you're a bigger deal if you flew in. Well, I caught a flight in. I could be there. But when you really drove and parked you there, they don't know. See, I'm trying to make you look.
Now, that kills the whole thing. It's Bill on the road. It's not Bill in the air.
You know what? That's a good point.
Right?
Even for speaking engagements, you want to be on the road. Okay, that's a great point. I take it back.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Right.
And so I obviously make a road trip out of it. So St. Paul, I've been to Minneapolis before. I've not been to St. Paul. There's about, I would say, a 25-minute separation between the two cities. So you're right, very similar to Dallas, Fort Worth. I think maybe Fort Worth's a little farther away, but not too much farther. But yeah, so I'm checking out St. Paul. I just got here a couple of hours ago. Listen to this. I'm sleeping tonight. I have 2 different accommodations. The one tonight, I'm sleeping on a tugboat on the Mississippi River.
Now you're talking.
You're
gonna do some tugging while you're on the tugboat?
Yeah.
Tugging and chalking.
I knew that joke.
Bill, here's your room. And by the way, Channel 12 is the porn in case you want to tug on our tugboat.
There's no TV on the tugboat.
Hey, so. From what I hear, these riverboat tugboat things, those guys eat really well. I'm serious. They have cooks, and it's like five-star type food. I bet you're going to eat well.
Yeah, it should be fun. So let me just say a couple of things that I did on the way up. I mentioned the Spam Museum. I stopped in Clear Lake, Iowa on the way up. Do you know what happened in Clear Lake, Iowa?
That was a plane crash. Was it Patsy Cline? Yes. Or Buddy
No.
Holly?
Buddy Holly, yeah. Okay. Just a couple miles off the interstate, off of, I guess that's 35. Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. I don't know what his real name was. That was his stage name.
Now, do you remember who was supposed to be on that plane?
Waylon Jennings.
Yes. And he got bumped because they were overweight and the weather was bad and they drew straws or something. And Waylon Jennings, in an interview, I heard him say to this day, he regrets because they were all going to fly and he had to take a bus or drive or something. So as they're getting in the plane to leave, he said, "Oh, the plane crashes."
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
And he said he never, ever has gotten over that.
Wow.
But it's just what friends say. Wow. I don't know why, but obviously when it did crash, he thought, "Oh, my goodness, the last thing I said to him." Yeah, wow. True story.
Yeah, so that's just a couple of miles off the interstate. Nothing fancy there, just a little memorial, and someone has made a, you know, Buddy Holly was known for those glasses, those black glasses he had. I don't know what the styling was or whatever, but an oversized pair of those is right there in the field where that plane crashed, really in the middle of nowhere. So I made a quick stop, saw that. Last night I stayed in a place in a little town called Grinnell, Iowa, and this is pretty cool. If you're headed this direction and you're looking for a place to stop along the way, it's called the Hotel Grinnell, and they turned an old junior high school into a hotel.
Hmm.
If you could think about that for a second. So think about where you went to school, and if all of a sudden they turned it into a hotel. So all the classrooms were turned into rooms, split in half, I guess. It turned into hotel rooms, and the auditorium now has a different purpose.
You have to sleep
it was actually very neat.
You have to sleep at a desk or something? Or they got beds?
Ha, 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 ha.
Hey, shut up, Randy.
They have beds. But it was a pretty neat deal. The last thing I'll mention, was the only thing I actually have done in St. Paul, I went to the Minnesota State Capitol. So the State Capitol of Minnesota is here in St. Paul. Kind of interesting.
That's boring to me.
I'm not sharing my story.
Yeah, you are.
You don't get to hear it.
Yes, you are. You're paid. No, you're paid to share. You will have to share. It just sounds boring to me, the state capitol.
Every state I've been to, I've been to the state capitol. I don't know.
Bill.
There was a guy, you walk in, and if you've ever toured a state capitol, you know they're usually beautiful, and they have the huge domes, usually in rotundas or whatever. But walked in, and this guy was on the second floor. So I'm on the ground floor, and looking up at the dome or whatever, and all of a sudden I hear this guy kind of talking. I thought he was talking to himself. He wasn't. He was reading the Bible aloud.
Yeah.
Looking over the banister, and he stood there the entire time. So I went and did the tour. He never left. See, that's all he was doing.
Did he read the whole Bible?
He was on the second
floor? Yes.
He was on the second floor?
Page by page. Yes.
Was his name Luca?
Was his name what?
Luca. I got it.
I didn't get it.
My name is Luca. I live on the second floor.
It's a song.
Right? Yeah, it's a song.
That's really obscure.
It's an 80s song.
That's obscure.
Yeah, for anybody under.
Yeah, she's going to suck with Spam smoothies. Oh, my God. All right, well, I am actually now going to go drive over to Mall of America, which I've been to before, but I don't know why I'm going to torture myself. I don't have anything else to do the night before.
Well, be careful. Isn't that where that guy threw that kid off the... There may be another nut there and looking around for a little boy, and you're kind of the size of a little boy. They might throw you off a balcony you splatter on the... main level. Yeah. Be careful.
Hey, if they have any spam banks over there, get me one.
Yeah, make it two.
Yeah. Okay, sure. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
There he goes. Back on the road. Mall of America. I was there for 1 hour and didn't obviously see much of it. So I don't have any feel for that's the largest mall.
The mall with the roller coaster in
it
and all that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Largest mall in the country.
None of us on this show will ever have a day in which we visit the Spam Museum and spend the night on a tugboat on the river.
No. You got that right. No, you got that.
None of us will ever live that life.
No, I'm never going to live that crazy.
You'll be the only one that can say that. I'm not kidding about the riverboat workers, though. I have heard that for a long time, that if you work on a riverboat barge, I don't mean the entertainment boat, they eat very, very well. But think about it. That's the one perk, because you're on a barge. You're on a tugboat. But that's what I've always heard. Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out a lot about this fantastic product, this great value, at windowworldstlouis.com. Scott Sherman was in here Thursday, and the subject of guns came up and the medical marijuana cards that you will soon be getting in Missouri. And I said, my understanding is that buried in that bill was that if you get a medical marijuana card, you're not going to be able to buy guns anymore. Check this out. Got an email from a guy named Charles. I have his last name, but I don't, without explicit permission, don't like to do that. He says, Frank, I work at a gun counter in Illinois and just finished my new Illinois dealer license training. Now what he says in this email, I'm telling you, I think this is exactly what Missouri has picked up and done. He says, it states that if you are on medical marijuana, you can keep your concealed carry and your firearms ID because those are Illinois regulated. In other words, you can keep your concealed carry license and your FOID. I don't know what FOID is. FOID. Something Fire Owner's ID Card is probably what it stands for. He said, but when you try to purchase a firearm and you fill out a 4473, it's called, you would have to answer yes to the question, do you use an illegal drug? And then you would be denied because it is still illegal by federal law. So follow me on this. You may have Missouri people, listen to me. You get yourself a medical marijuana card, which, by the way, anybody can get. You tell a doctor, oh, my neck hurts. Here you go, medical marijuana. I'm serious, because I know how this works in California, Colorado, because I've talked to people before it went recreational. He says, you will be denied the purchase of a handgun. He said, I had to deny somebody last night for this. So in Illinois, you keep what you have when you get your marijuana card, but you cannot legally purchase any other firearm until the federal government changes its laws on marijuana. Now, I cannot see, he said, how anyone in the whole country with a medical marijuana card will be able to pass the NICS check. Thought you'd like to know after listening to Scott's segment. Wow. Think about that. I promise you, there are thousands and thousands of people who have no clue. And I might add, if you fill out that card when you go to purchase a gun and they say, do you use an illegal drug, and you put no, that's whatever the word for perjury is on paper, that you are now in just as big a trouble because you lied on that form. You are using an illegal drug because that firearms form is federal. And federally, you're using. So think twice before you get your. This is one of the ways that the government sort of sneakily starts trying to keep you from buying guns. And they'll find other ways to try to take them from us. Don't let it happen. No, before you go. That doesn't make sense, but sounded good. On the way in today, I'm on 40, and I'm headed east. Now, earlier, a couple hours earlier, my wife called me. She says, oh, whatever you do, don't jump on 40. For whatever reason, there was some massive traffic on 40, especially out west. But I'm on 40 coming in.
A dump truck tipped over and caught on fire, and it closed both lanes.
That would have been it. Yeah. That would have been it. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
So I'm driving, and I look up. Now, you know how bright it is. Look out there. It's blue and beautiful, and you can see the moon. How is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible? I looked up and I thought, well, I can't believe this. On a day this bright that I could see the moon. I just thought it was worth mentioning. Maybe not. Ladies and gentlemen, we all together mourn the loss of Trey Da Kid, rapper, gone too soon. R.I.P. R.I.P., Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about that because I don't want to break down. I'm watching a segment on Channel 4, and they're interviewing somebody about... It's a group of people standing outside, like a dozen people, and they're wearing orange T-shirts, and they're saying that they're wearing orange to prevent gun violence. Really? See, I see stuff like that, and I go, what are you people, nuts? You wear an orange T-shirt, it will stop the gun violence. You know who's not going to wear the shirt and who's not going to pay attention to it? The people who spray bullets with illegal guns and gun down other people. It's just, it's a complete waste of time. Now, this is just kind of random wandering thoughts. I've had several cars. I don't have many cars now, but I have a couple. Why is it that on a foreign car, the gas cap is on the right? And on American, by the way, there are no such things anymore as foreign or American. You know what I mean? The American names, Chevy, Ford, yeah, Chrysler. The gas cap is on the left, but if you get in a Kia, Fiat, Toyota, whatever, gas cap's on the right. What the heck is that?
I never noticed that.
Oh, no. I never noticed that.
Absolutely
either.
True. I don't know why that is. And don't give me the, well, the steering wheel on some of those cars was on the right. No, that's nothing to do with it. It's a lot harder to move the steering wheel and build a car. If you do that while you're at it, you can put the gas tank on the other side.
Ugh.
It's just weird. And you ever notice, some people don't notice, on your gas gauge is a little arrow. It tells you which side your gas cap is on. And that's the reason, because some cars have them on the other side. All right, this next thing, I got to be very careful. But I'm gonna have to share this with you. I stumbled on an interview online. You can go online and find anything. And I didn't. It was a link to something. That was a link to something. We've talked about this before, about sick, demented, perverted weirdos who. Well, let me set the stage here. Dan and I worked at the other station with a toe sucker and a dirty sock sucker.
Yeah.
He liked to sniff and maybe even chew on the dirty socks of strippers. This is not a joke. He did, and he was a guy whose name pretty much everybody in St. Louis knew. Do not email me. I'm not going to tell you who he was. But we know it for a fact because one of the strippers told us he was a regular customer who bought their dirty, sweaty socks so he could sniff them. I'm watching this guy whose profession is mailing perverts dirty underwear. Check this out. He has a customer who paid him $1,300 to wear a jock strap for 2 weeks straight. Don't wash it. Wear it for 2 weeks. It gets better. It gets better and worse. And he said he's not going to pay unless he can confirm. And he said he'll be able to because this pervert does this all the time. He wants traces of pee, poop, urine, and semen in the jock strap.
In the jock strap?
Yeah. Stains. And then he paid $1,300. The guy says, "So I wore him for $1,300. I wore him for 2 weeks, and I put all that in there." And he paid $1,300. What is wrong with these people?
In a jock strap, I mean, how do you get traces of poop in there? Or are you talking about on the little
I don't
straps?
Know, Dan. I don't know. But I also heard an interview with Dr. Ruth, and you know Dr. Ruth, who pretty much kind of well, anything that's confident just goes as long as the both people. She won't even begin to approach that stuff because when you get into doing animals and this really kinky crap, she goes, "Don't talk to me. You need to talk to someone else. I am not the expert, and I'm not going to." She won't even go there. She won't even get into that. But what is wrong with these people? And how do you don't fix it? What do you do with somebody like that? I guess just let them be.
Yeah, just leave them alone.
Leave them alone. But wouldn't you like to know who they are so you could avoid them?
Yep.
Like, I would love to know if there's somebody here in this building who buys men's dirty jock straps. I want to know who he is so I can never speak to him. Yet, sadly, we won't know. And maybe somebody here does that.
Uh-oh.
Walmart putting groceries in your refrigerator? No, thank you.
No.
I say that will fail right after it even sort of gets started. I don't care if they're wearing body cams. I don't care. You know how easy it is for a Walmart employee to walk in your house, put your groceries in the fridge, and look around and call a buddy and go, hey, you got to hit this place.
A Eureka police officer told me 50%, at least, of all people arrested in the municipality of Eureka, where I live, are either arrested in Walmart or in the Walmart parking lot because of drug deals going down or whatever. But most of them are theft and shoplifting. And he said, and of the shoplifting and the theft arrests that we make, he said at least a third of them are Walmart employees.
Inside job. Wow. There you go. Those are the people putting your groceries in the fridge.
We want those people to come in our house when we're not there and stock my fridge.
Me. All right. Now, check this out. We talked about this a couple of years ago. And by the way, I love firefighters and I love cops. Everybody knows that. Yet, this is a fact, there are firefighters who start fires so they can be heroes and put them out. Mm-hmm. And Tim's heard of this, and Limey, apparently you have. Yeah. Wait till you hear this. There's a doctor. I think this guy's in Germany. I didn't catch the whole story. I think he's in Germany. He put patients into cardiac arrest just so he could save their lives.
Gee.
Yet, it didn't work. And he failed 85 times. He has killed 85 people by giving them heart attacks. Injecting them with something that would cause them to have a heart attack so he could save them and be a hero to the family. Yet, whoops, 85 times it didn't work. How about a guy like that?
Oh, man.
That's right there with the woman who shaves her daughter's head and says, oh, my daughter has cancer. Can you give us money? Oh. And doesn't feed her so she looks malnourished and like she's dying. See, we ought to round all these people up. The sock sniffers and the jocks sniffers and the leukemia fake daughter has cancer and this guy and just extinguish them all. So, no, seriously, we could just do without these people. And then, again, lastly, Kiefer Sutherland, I just discovered this weekend. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and just check out Kiefer Sutherland. I have no agenda here. I don't know the guy. I'm not selling his music, but I'm going to download a couple of songs. Pleasantly surprised at how good he is as a songwriter. And a singer. So there's my tip for the day, if you would. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This guy wakes up. He's in a hospital. He's in intensive care. And he has no idea what happened. He's in pain, agonizing pain. He's got tubes in his nose and down his throat and wires and monitors and... And hovering over him as he comes to is the most beautiful nurse. She is stacked. Her skin is flawless. She stepped right out of a Victoria's Secret magazine. That's how beautiful this nurse is. And he's confused. He doesn't know why he's in the hospital. And she gets down and looks right in his eyes, the most gorgeous eyes he's ever seen. And she says, listen, you're in a very, very serious car accident. He says, okay. And he can't stop staring at her. She's so beautiful. It almost masks the pain. She says, now, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to listen. You may not feel anything from the waist down. He says, so I can touch your boobs?
Check traffic now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by eBay. Southbound 170, that left lane has reopened south of 270 due to a crash. Still working it in the right lane. You're also stacking up northbound 67, Lindbergh 294. Eastbound 270 backing up from 367 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Accident reported eastbound 70 east of Salisbury. Construction, the two right lanes eastbound 64 on the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic jams near Vandeventer. The right lane northbound 55 lines up onto eastbound 44. It's a slow go southbound 55, 44 all the way to River de Pere and an earlier accident southbound 55 south of M. You know when you're shopping, you find the right thing, then you see the price and you're like, wait, it's how much? But did you check eBay? So you do check eBay and eBay has that thing you want for the price you want. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot-and-ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
All right, let him go home. Home would be Dallas, Texas. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're in Chesterfield Valley. East of all the other stuff, closed only on Monday. And gift cards, gift cards. Always a good idea. Who wouldn't love a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? Reservations, yes, you need them for dinner at Annie Gunn's, and I would say for lunch also. Here he is, Mike Evans, everybody. Five full minutes, it's all yours.
Huh?
5 full minutes, they're all yours. Take it.
Take it, I will. This week's pop quiz theme is all about multiple choice celebrity extremes. Okay. Today, these are the top four biggest celebrity jerks, according to Righteous Magazine, who follow celebrities with hidden cameras. But which one is the worst? Is it Jonah Hill? Jennifer Lopez? Justin Bieber or Kanye West? Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets, Hollywood buzzing now that Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk have broken up, and Lady Gaga.
Does she get one?
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't
That's
think
That's a tough
so.
Call, Mike. Does she get one? Gaga?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Midnight, 3 or 4 glasses of wine.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, okay.
Lady Gaga has called off her engagement with Christian Carino. It's just a matter of time till Gaga and Bradley Cooper hook up. We'll see. Poor Jeremy Renner, though. He's been going out with the Gaga. I think he's kind of in love with her, and now he's going to be left out in the cold.
Oh, he'll be okay.
Congratulations to one of Hollywood's happiest couple, Michelle Pfeiffer. And David E. Kelly, married 16 years, and they plan to renew their vows in Hawaii this summer. Aloha, kalama, pono. Lindsay Lohan has channeled Marilyn Monroe and says that Marilyn Monroe has told her she's dead, homie. I don't know if you want to make it with a skeleton. I don't know. Up to you, I guess. Never
well,
knew
you're
that
back in the day.
You Englishers with your yellow teeth get a little kinky.
I'm going to get to the boring part of this story.
Limey's teeth, by the way, Limey's teeth aren't anything but yellow. He's had veneer. He's had extensive work. His teeth are gorgeous.
Yeah, Mike.
Good. I'm sorry. There, Slimey. Sorry. Limey. Bomby. Bomby.
Whatever.
Marilyn Monroe has told Lindsay Lohan through this channeling, the only way to reboot her career is to pose nude as many places as possible.
Back to rehab.
Dennis Quaid, 66, is dating a 26-year-old University of Texas co-op.
Yeah, go Dennis.
So then, wait. Let me get my calculator. 15 and minus 3, 6. Well, he's old enough to be her grandfather.
Yeah.
Here,
okay.
Grandfather. Is it true that Poppy, David Ortiz, was shot in the Dominican Republic? The hired gunman was hired by a drug dealer, was upset because Poppy had sex with his wife.
That's what we hear.
Yeah.
That's what we hear.
I heard that when it first happened. That was kind of sad. Odds and ends over the weekend, Jennifer Aniston spoke to all the former members of the Friends cast, and if there is a reboot, it looks like just the girls, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Jennifer Aniston, and maybe David Schwimmer would be involved. Matthew Perry and Mac LeBlanc is not interested in coming back.
Now, how can you have it without them?
You kind of need all of them.
Yeah.
I agree. Buddy and I went to the J-Lo concert Friday night, Jennifer Lopez, at the Forum in L.A., said it was a great show. Well, I guess it was. He was picked out of the crowd, brought up on stage, tied to a chair, and got a lap dance on stage by Jennifer Lopez.
Well, sure it was a great concert.
Who hasn't had that?
Yeah. The best night of his life.
1 minute, Mr. Evans.
Well, I still have a lot more to talk about, so we'll probably have to go over a couple of minutes on this deal.
Can't do that.
And finally.
That's it. He's kidding.
Franco.
I know.
All right, so who is the biggest jerk, according to Righteous Magazine? Jonah Hill, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Bieber, Kanye West?
I'm going to go Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh, Kanye West.
I'll go Biebs.
I'm going to go the least likely, Jonah Hill.
Number four is Jonah Hill, who has been known to spit at autograph seekers.
Yeah.
Number three, Jennifer Lopez, who has rules about no hotel or restaurant employees can look at her, and if they talk to her, they must be fired.
Yeah.
Number two is Justin Bieber, who likes to fist fight people that want his autograph. Number one is Kanye West, the worst of the worst. Let's not ever forget the 2009 award show when he got up on stage and tried to take Taylor Swift's award away from her.
3 seconds.
And if Tom Cruise fights Bieber, I like Tom Cruise. Mike Evans, see ya.
All right. Thank a police officer or firefighter or both every chance you get. And have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past did. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks just ask me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend.
for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye. Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump is weighing in on today's helicopter crash in New York City.
I spoke with Governor Cuomo and about the helicopter accident in New York. We have a lot of our great folks over there working very closely with New York City, New York State. And it's a big tragedy.
One person was killed in a crash atop a skyscraper in Manhattan. Officials think the pilot perished. Speaking at the White House today, Trump said federal officials are working closely with New York authorities. The House Judiciary Committee is putting off a vote to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt. Chairman Jerry Nadler of New York says the Justice Department has agreed to turn over key evidence from the Mueller report. That report looked into whether President Trump obstructed the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. President Trump says Mexico is doing more to help secure the border than Congress. Speaking at the White House, Trump blamed Democrats for hampering efforts to bolster border security.